We are in Simen Kufayin Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. We're up to the beginning of the Ramah in Sif Beis, and we'll be completing this entire Sif, that means the Ramah. Up until now, we were discussing the halachas of Shinui Makom when you're eating on the basis of the Shita of the Machaber, which is the Shita of the Rambam. The Machaber had paskin that if in the middle of eating, a person gets up and leaves, so we define that as leaving the building, or leaving the room if he had no das to leave the room. The Mishnah Berurah at the end said to be machmir and never make a bracha if you remain within the same building. But certainly if you left the building, according to the Machaber, it doesn't make a difference what kind of food you ate. And what is the halacha? The halacha is, according to the Machaber, that you must first make a bracha achrona on what you've already eaten, and then you'll have to make a new bracha rishon on what you're about to eat. The reason being that Shinui Makom Lefi, the Rambam and the Machaber, is Mafsik Yir Achila. It says, until now was one eating session, now there's the beginning of a second eating session, and you must make a bracha achron on the first one, a bracha rishon on the second, because you did a Shinui Makom. Hagah, the Ramah, is now going to argue with the Machaber on several accounts, on both accounts it is. V'yesh cholkin b'chol ma shekosuv b'simin zeh. There are those who argue on everything that was written in the Simen, Rak Sovrim. What do they hold? Sheshinui Makom Eino Ela Kehesach Hadas. Shinui Makom does not divide your eating session into two. All it does is it makes it a Hesach Hadas for your initial bracha. It ruins your bracha Rishona. There's no need for a bracha Achrona on what you previously ate. You have to make a new bracha Rishona and then continue eating. V'lochein. Im shina makomo lemakom acher ein sarach levarach el lifnei ma sherotz alechol. All he'll have to do is make a new bracha rishona on what he's about to eat. Avalo al ma shekvar achol, but he would not have to make a bracha achrona on what he's already eaten. This is Rov Poskim. The dafka, very much like what the Machaber said before, shalohiniach mikzas chaverim besuda, that he did not leave others behind. But if he did leave other people behind, meaning it was a group that ate, they were eating b'chabura, and one of them at least is still there, there's no din of Shinui Makom, that the Machaber was moded to. Ve, and now the Ramah is adding a second condition, which the Machaber did not hold of. Va'achal medvarim she'enon tzrichim bracha bimkomam. And he ate from things that don't need a bracha bimkomam. Avalim hiniach mitzvas chaverim. O afilu lo hiniach. Va'achal dvarim shetzrichin bracha bimkoman, afilu ma sherotz alechal acharkach, ein sarach levarech. What is this? The Ramah paskins, we saw it was a machlokas rishonim, and it was a machlokas Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda in the Gemara. The Ramah paskins, that if you ate something that requires you to make the bracha achrona there, since it is one of those foods that requires a bracha achreel bimkoma, even if you leave, since you're required to return in order to make the bracha achrona, it's as if you never left. The Ramah brings down this daya, and he therefore says, Lochein, mi shepasak su'udoso, v'holach labayis acher. Therefore, someone who is in the middle of a suda, that means he washed and ate bread. Bread is one of those things that is torn bracha achre b'mkoma. The halacha is that if you eat a suda's pas, you're supposed to bench where you are. If you left, you're supposed to lechatchila come back and bench anyway. Or you're in the middle of a suda and your friend called you out to speak. Afilu lepesach beso. Even if you went out the door, o lemakom acher, kishechozer lesuda ein sarach levara klal, he will not even have to make a bracha rishona. Not only does he not have to make a bracha achrona because the Ramah doesn't hold that you ever have to, but he wouldn't even have to make a bracha rishona. The hapas tzarech bracha bimkomo lekuli alma, because we will later see that although there are different opinions as to what foods need bracha achre bimkoma, bread is one of those things that everyone agrees on. Miu says the Ramah im hisiach dato kishachozer vaday tzarech levarach al masha rotz alech acharkach. If someone was misiach das from eating altogether, he didn't think he was going to come back to eat. When he does come back to eat, he will have to make another bracha. So what did we learn then? That the Ramah's shita is, he's going to tell us that that is our minhag. The Ramah's shita is that, number one, a Shinui Makom does not require an additional bracha achrona. It only requires an additional bracha rishona. And the entire halacha of Shinui Makom only applies to things that do not require a bracha achrehem bimkomam. But anything that does, there would not be a din of Shinui Makom in the first place. Now, first of all, anything that needs a bracha achreah b'mkoma, for example, bread, would not have a problem of shini makom if you're chayiv in bracha achrona. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham who says, what if you've eaten less than a kazayas? You washed, you ate bread, less than a kazayas of bread, and then you leave. Since it is not yet ton bracha achreho altogether, that would constitute a shini makom. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be careful when you make a motzi and eat bread, not to lechatchila even leave the room, because even cheder lecheder without das, we said, could be a shini makom, it's an achlokas. You should not leave the room before you finish eating an entire kazayas. Now, this is with regard to dvarim hatunim bracha achrehem bimkoma. What happens if you're eating a sudas pas, you're eating bread, and you left, and now you come back, and you would like to eat other foods too? Not only things that are tunim bracha achrehem bimkoma. The halacha there is that once you ate something that is torn bracha achreah b'mkoma, and that makes it as if you were never mishana makom, it even saves you with regard to other things. So let us say, for example, a person in the middle of a sudas pas leaves. He had wine. Let's say on a Shabbos, the person made kiddush. He expected to have wine during the meal. Then, in the middle of the meal, he walks out of the building, comes back, and now he'd like more wine. So yayin, we will learn later, according to many poskim, is not ton bracha achreah b'mkoma. What would the halacha be here? Would he have to make another baruch priah gofen? The answer is no. Since he also ate something that is ton bracha achreah b'mkoma, he ate bread, memela it's called that he never made a shini makom. If he never made a shini makom, then he would not have to make a new bracha on the wine either. Now, Ramah just told us a halacha that in the case of Hesach Hadaras, there you would have to make a new bracha. So the Achronim discussed a problem. We are later going to see that there's no din of Hesach Hadaras when it comes to bread. In the middle of a bread meal, even if you decided you were not going to have any more, so long as you didn't actually say Havlanu Nevaret, so long as you didn't actually decide that you're about to start benching, we say Hesach Hadaras does not ruin your bracha rishona. So they ask, the Ramah is talking about a case of a sudas pas, right? He's talking about a situation where you ate bread. So why is he telling us that with Hesach Hadas you have to make a new bracha rishona? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that we go with those achronim who explain it, that when you leave your makom and you add Hesach Hadas, everyone will agree that even on pas you'll have to make a new bracha. When is it that we say that in pas, Hesach Hadas doesn't require a new bracha? That's only in the middle of a meal when you're sit put. Whereas if you actually made a real shini makom, you left the house, there if you were Mesiach Das, even though it's bread, you would have to make a new motzi. Now we go further. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein chiluk ben chozer l'makom sha'ochol kvar, Uvein siyim sudaso b'makom acher. This halacha that if you ate dvarim hatunim bracha achrehem b'mkoma, if you now go ahead and leave, it's as if you never left. That is whether you actually return or you would like to eat in the second place. Since it's not called a shini makom, even if you decide to eat in the second place, you would not need a new bracha. So it's very interesting. Why is it that it's not called a shini makom? Because you have a chiyuv to go back and make the bracha achrona there. Even though now that I'm eating in the second place, I'm going to be able to make the bracha achrona in the second place. Nevertheless, since at the time I started eating in the second place, I would have had to go back to the first one. There was no need for a bracha achrona in the second place yet. That would tell me that it's not called a shini makom, even though now I'm not going to go back to the first place. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that is only with regard to the halacha of bracha atom of davra atom bracha achreah b'mkoma. How about the case of hiniach miktzas chaverim? What happens if you were sitting in a chabura, everyone but one left, now they're elsewhere, can they eat somewhere else without a bracha? He says no. Chabura will only save you for the place that you were initially eating because we know you're going to come back to your chabura. It does not help you with regard to making brachas elsewhere. So that dvarim atunim bracha achreah b'mkomam have this advantage over hiniach miktzas chaverim. Eating b'chabura where you were hiniach miktzas chaverim, you could only come back and not have to make brachas. Whereas, if you ate Dvarim Hatunim Bracha Achrabim Kolman, you can even eat in a second place without making bracha. It's considered as if you never left. Yeah, now we go further. V'chein no'agim b'mdinas elu. It is the minig Ashkenaz, like the shita that the Ramah brought down, that Dvarim Hatunim Bracha Achrabim Kolman do not have a din shini makom, and even in foods that you don't have to make a bracha b'mkoman, a bracha achrona b'mkoman, where there is a din of shini makom only requires a new bracha rishonim midin hesach hadas. It did not divide your suda in a way that you would have to make a bracha achrona first. Mikol makom, says the Ramah, lechatchila lo yakar b'mkomo below bracha. You should never leave your place of eating without a bracha achrona. We're afraid that you're not going to come back to eat. So the Mishnah Berurah raises the issue, what's the halacha if I'm going to a second place to continue eating there? So you don't have this chashash. Nevertheless, you don't leave the place that you were planning on the place that you were eating in, without making a bracha achrona. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, what if you know you're going to eat in the second place? You can't make a bracha achrona. So you shouldn't go and eat that. Meaning, don't do this in the first place. It is not right to go and eat in a second place, to go ahead and eat in a second place, even though it's Dvar Matun and Bracha Achrebim Koman. Lachatchila, you should not leave your place unless you really have to. The Mishnah Berurah does say that if you had in mind at the time that you made your motzi that you were going to go and eat in a second place too, there it's mutter even lachatchila. It says halacha lamaisa. For example, what is customary when you're invited for dessert at a Sheva Brachas. You're eating at home and someone asks you to come by for dessert and Sheva Brachas at the Sheva Brachas. Similarly, if there's a communal Shalashudis, but everyone eats at home first and then they get together for the end of Shalashudis, the halacha is, so long as when you made your motzi, you had in mind to eat, to continue your suda in a second place, there it is mutter lachatchila. First of all, in terms of the fact that you're leaving the chash of the Ramah, that we're afraid that you're going to forget to continue eating, since the second place you're going to for the sake of eating, we're not afraid of that. The other problem, since I started eating here, my das was to finish here. If I had explicit das to finish somewhere else, then that's good enough. So halacha lamaisa, so long as I am planning on making a shini makom for the sake of continuing my suda, if I have that kavana to begin with, it is mutter lachatchila. Miu l'tzorach mitzvah overes kagon shi'igiyaz man tefillah mutter. Even in a case where you didn't have kavana, if a mitzvah overes comes by, a mitzvah that's timely, and if you don't do it now, you're going to lose out on the mitzvah. So the halachi is that you're allowed to, even though you didn't have das, you're allowed to go and change your place if you're dealing with something that won't require a new bracha, or if it will, and you'll make a new bracha. Lahalacha, the bir halacha's maskana is that it doesn't have to be a mitzvah overes. Any mitzvah is good enough. Now, if you do eat in a second place, the halacha is that you'll have to make the bracha achrona in the second place. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the case, what happens if in the middle of the meal someone calls you out? You're going to walk out of your house for mamish a minute or two. It's a matter of helping someone up the stairs, helping someone with their packages, just going to the door, and it's not going to be a long conversation. He says that in Dvarim Atunim Bracha Achrebim Koma, where you're not going to have to make a new bracha, there's no reason why you can't go just for a minute. As long as it's something very, very temporary, if it's not going to be for a prolonged period of time. With regard to the Isser Lachatchila of changing place, this halacha applies across the board. Even in the case of dvarim that are not tunim bracha achrebim koma, where you plan on making a second bracha rishona, lachatchila you shouldn't leave the place you are. You should actually continue eating where you are right now. This is talking about dvarim that are not tunim bracha achrebim koma. You shouldn't go, because if you go, you're not going to make a bracha achrona here. We don't know if you're really going to remember to eat over there in the second place. Besides, your kavana was to eat here and not to eat there. Lachatchila, you should finish eating where you are, and then you can leave.